Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. And if you're listening for the first time, welcome to you even more. And I'd like to start the program by speaking about the energies of this new month of May, with so many having cleared and cleansed our lives. We're now honoring and respecting who we are. We're now at a point, the conscious collective is now at a point in May where we are stepping in to this changing you. For you are the new creation, and your energy will be focused on those new attitudes, perceptions, and our new opening to receive all those wonderful opportunities and connections to help us to be rewarded, to be promoted, supportive, help us to be seen. I guess we're going to be rewarded for all of our hard efforts and to support us shining our light authentically, passionately out towards the planet. And speaking about being rewarded, I mentioned in last week's program that from now until September 18th, the planet Saturn, and some call it the Lord of Karma, is now retrograde, which means that we can expect to receive karmic repercussions and to reap the rewards of whatever we've sown since it was last retrograde on September 6th. This was a year ago in 2018. Now, the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, they're reminding all of us that this is repayment time for all of our hard work and all of the good that we have done. And they are assuring us it has not gone unnoticed by the universe. So it's a very exciting time. With last week's program beginning our brand new month of May, we began a new theme for the month, which was the afterlife and heaven, or as my number one Amazon International best book calls it, our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness. And we will continue with that theme today with we all wrote soul contracts before incarnating into physical human form. Now, you know, everyone, in the last decade, there have been more and more people who are awakening to the fact that we do not die and that consciousness continues after the physical form is gone. Following last week's program, which I had so many people emailing me and calling me about, and then last week's program, that contained near-death experiences, information, and the changing viewpoints of many conventional medical doctors and scientists that are now agreeing with consciousness continuing. The Posse of Angels wishes to delve deeper into one particular area that we briefly touched on last week's program. And by the way, if you did miss last week's program, you can always go to my host page. That's the Angel Healing House Radio, Claire Candy Hoff page on the Transformation Talk Radio site. And all of the different topics are there, and you can listen day or night, anytime you wish to find out more information from myself and the Posse of Angels. Now, before each soul incarnates on the earth plane, we meet with the Etheric Council. This is a wise group of advisors to discuss why we wish to experience a human life. From a higher point of view, we just don't come back in physical form to take another walk around the planet. As I stated in last week's program, nobody ever is forced, no soul is ever forced to have a human life. And we freely choose to incarnate to experience a physical world and to learn our lessons veiled in duality behind the veil of forgetfulness. Now, many light workers, these are conscious, awakened individuals, have chosen to come back over the last 60 plus years. And they, because they chose specifically to bring more light and love to the world, a very dark world, and help in shifting the consciousness on the planet. And while this was a very large part of the reasons that they chose to come back, in addition, each one of those souls also had lessons that they chose to work on, as perhaps they hadn't been fully addressed or learned in previous incarnations. For instance, most often, souls who have been, let's say there was a soul who was controlled or hurt by others in past lives, would choose to return. A soul who they themselves controlled or hurt others, they will then choose to come back and take on the role of being controlled or hurt so they can experience how others felt as a result of their choices and their actions that they made in previous incarnations. Those soul contracts that we make are made in order to learn forgiveness and unconditional love. And they are very important in these two actions are fundamental to clearing and cleansing negativity and actually transcending our karma. With their free will, souls may choose not to forgive. They certainly may choose not to love unconditionally. But this means that they will stay on the cycle of that birth and death wheel, and they will need, and they will not advance spiritually until these things are learned and taken to heart, and they will come back, be veiled again, in order for them to learn these very important lessons. You know, when we are souls, and when we are souls, we are souls. We're actually spirit having a human experience. But when we are across the veil and we meet with the Etheric Council in the Hall of Akashic Records, where everyone's book of life is housed, because it contains all the information about our previous incarnations, the wise group of elders, the Etheric Council, while they help us write our contracts, but it is each soul who decides and chooses. Let's say, for instance, they choose who their parents will be and where and when they will be born. You know, by choosing a certain zodiacal sign and a certain time of rebirth, we then take on certain characteristics that will contribute to a specific energy that will help us in achieving all the aims and all the lessons that we have written to experience in a chosen lifetime. These choices will provide a life's outline for the soul then to meet with thousands upon thousands of other souls that will help them accomplish learning their lessons. Included in your circumstances that you choose, well, you might be choosing to be born into a wealthy family or poverty. You choose, again, your parents, siblings, friends, time, place of birth, which astrologically will allow you to literally see life from a certain perspective. This astrological energy will help you in accomplishing all of the goals and challenges you set out for yourself. You know, we each set out, some may call it a life map of specific situations that will help trigger the meeting of many other souls who have contracted to help us achieve our goals. Now, the positive angels, I can hear them giggling, they're smiling, and they're hearing some of your thoughts now. And they are saying, yes, you chose your brother to annoy the heck out of you so that you could learn tolerance, patience, and acceptance. Or there are some others of you that are saying, they're saying to you, yes, you chose your mother to be smothering and controlling so that you could get so angry that you would eventually rebel, break away, to become empowered, and to experience independence. Now, in this way, we often choose a soul to have contrasting characteristics to really get us fired up and annoyed so that we will make changes in our lives. And I write about this as the former soul who was in the body of Claire Candy, as I write about in I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel. The former soul chose an abusive ex, her abusive ex, to be in her life, to really push her buttons, to agitate her, cause drama, so that she would become a fully loving, independent person. In this way, you know, we choose those souls, but we not only choose the souls to help us learn our lessons, but we choose our gender, our ethnicity, and our culture to help us have different experiences. I have had past lives in which I was a man, and I've chosen lives of both poverty and wealth. And when I speak about this in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I speak about those past lives, those specific past lives, because they helped me grow the most spiritually. They helped my soul to grow. Believe me, some of those lives were absolutely harrowing that I chose and the circumstances, but my soul grew exponentially. And I rose in consciousness. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us now that we choose these very harrowing situations in order to expand, be challenged, to grow. And they're saying that experience definitely is our best teacher. You know, when writing these soul contracts, some, like myself, will choose to experience the great joy or the heartache of giving birth to and rearing children. And there will be others who choose not to have children. There are others who choose to experience both the overwhelming joy of falling in love and or marrying or choosing to go through the horrific, gut-wrenching experience of divorce or a loss of a spouse or a partner. All of these experiences will teach us things about ourselves that we could never, ever learn by just studying them in theory or hearing someone else's story of what they went through. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying yes to those who are thinking about perhaps their financial hardships, which they are experiencing now or have experienced in the past. Unfortunately, one of the best lessons that I ever learned in appreciating and blessing exactly what I have was when everything was taken away from me. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that sometimes we choose financial hardship so that we can learn to receive. And in addition, we allow others to open their hearts and to give to us. There's so much that we cannot see in our lives if we merely rely on our physical sight and earthly perception of why things happen. And while it does seem to be kind of one-sided with all of these souls helping us along our journey, please make no mistake that these soul contracts are very well thought out indeed. All of these prearranged contracts, well, they're put into place for others to help us and for then us to help others who just happen to meet along, who we happen to meet along our path of life. Now, the Posse of Angels is asking us to think back to those times when we were in need for something to happen and abracadabra, synchronistically, just the right person at the right time presented themselves, gave us information, or helped us to step forward onto the next part of our journey. Now, these souls who show up at these right moments, they could be there to support us and to show us care and consideration when we need it the most. Now, the Posse of Angels is also reminding us that we each choose when we will shuffle off this mortal coil, as Shakespeare says, well, whether we will or buy the farm, cross over, or exit our human incarnation. You know, I can hear them laughing. The Posse of Angels are actually amused when they hear humans say, oh, that person died too early, or when nobody dies early or late, as they cross from the physical to the non-physical form exactly when they are contracted to exit and for this to happen. For instance, someone may choose, let's say that they'll cross over when they're 42 years of age, as this is the allotted time they give themselves to achieve their lessons. But this is not an arbitrary age. It is a chosen time, exact timing, to affect many other soul contracts, including children, parents, family, and friends. Souls may choose to exit at a fairly young age for the express purpose that it might encourage others to appreciate and really live their life to the fullest. Many parents who have had a child cross over from a particular disease become active in fundraising for research for that illness, and they may bring awareness to a certain cause. One organization that does come to mind is Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, mothers who have horrifically lost their children at the hands of a drunk driver behind the wheel. And while many humans are affected by this veil of forgetfulness, as they can't remember many of their soul contracts, the veil is useful as it encourages us to come from a place of trust, hope, and faith to be part of our lives. Now, the Posse of Angels is smiling. They're saying, if we remembered everything, well, what the heck would be the point of coming back in the first place and incarnating? They want us to feel the giddiness, the heart fluttering of falling in love. They want reverently praying for God's assistance and then experiencing things magically and synchronistically, falling into place in sometimes in the 11th hour and as an utter surprise, and the elation of when the components of the details of something are suddenly revealed to us. These are the components of being human. You know, the great thing about incarnating into physical form is that we do not have to do it alone, and that the angels know that it makes it vastly more comfortable if we know people when we arrive at a new place. And these people are the souls that are in our soul group. You know, we spoke about last night when we transition from the physical to the non-physical, and how so often, right before we pass, like my father 3 years ago, he started to see his mother and his father, who had passed, you know, decades and decades ago. They came to him to escort him to his new life in the non-physical. These people are the souls, and they're certainly the souls in our soul group. With each contract that we write for each incarnation, we choose souls from this soul group who may have been a part of our previous incarnations to help us along our journey. These souls are in our soul group because they are the most like us and are aligned, and they resonate with our energies, even if we choose for them to present us with contrasts to help our soul to grow. You know, the posse of angels, they are very amused when people say, "Oh, I met my soulmate," when we have hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of soulmates who come back time and time again, that we may not be all romantically involved with them, but they help us and support us because they are the most like us, and they play different roles in the theater of our lives. And it doesn't matter if they play a big part or if they play a small part, as all parts are important. For instance, a soul could choose to play our kindly, supportive grandparent in a previous life, and then we could choose for them to play the part of an abusive spouse in another life. The posse of angels is saying to take this example and multiply it, as I said, by thousands, as everyone from the clerk at your local grocery store to your best friend were carefully selected, as was each other. Our romantic soulmates help us to learn our lessons and to clear our karma. But soulmates are very different to things like twin flame relationships. As I've detailed on former radio programs, there's only one divine complement like this in any space, time, and dimension, and they come together because both parties have cleared their karma. And soulmate relationships are very, very, very important. You know, when we take a look at the writing of soul contracts from a solely human point of view, it seems absolutely impossible and rather overwhelming to coordinate and plan all of these thousands of souls coming and going to present scenarios in order for us to experience and grow spiritually. While this might seem somewhat overwhelming while we're here in physical form, well, the posse of angels wanted us to know that it was relatively easy when we were across the veil as our multidimensional beings, because we no longer are held and constrained by the limitations and restrictions of this physical dimension. Now, the posse of angels, here they come, they're chiming in. They're saying that the making of thousands of soul contracts all at the same time, and they're going, was a piece of cake. And while we've all written our soul contracts, there is a lot of wiggle room in each soul contract as to how we will experience it. And this is because we have free will and our chosen perception that we have. You see, it is our free will that provides that seasoning. Some would say a spice to the recipe of life that adds to our individual variety into the life we choose to live. And just like snowflakes and fingerprints, no two of us are exactly alike. Although each of us gets diverted by waiting for the so-called big things to occur in our lives, our most important lessons that we need to learn are shown right in front of us every single day through our connections and relationships, as they have all been catalysts to lead us to achieving our purpose and learning the lessons that we contracted to learn here on planet Earth. I have just enough time before we go to a break. I would like to read a poem which is at the front of my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. It is by my father, Leonard Milgram. Since we are speaking about soul contracts and who we are and the different roles that we play. And the poem is entitled, Who? Who are you? Who am I? Separate pieces of a pie, each unique, a special soul, yet mesh and meld to form one whole. Who are you? Who am I? Puzzle parts that mystify, hidden hints, clever clues, part of every rainbow's hues, each a ripple in a stream, each a part of someone's dream, each a shimmer of the sun, a precious piece of everyone, a glimmer of the golden rule, an ever-changing molecule, each a bit of he and she, ultimate geometry, part and parcel of this verse, partners in the universe, each a portion of the sum, each a journey to become. Can you fathom who you are? Part of every shining star, part of mother's birth, every mother's birth, part of all that's on this earth. Then who am I and who are you? The question serves as answer too. All combine to form the we. That's part of God's eternity. So thank you to my dad, Leonard Milgram, for that lovely poem contained within my book. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. We'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Huff. Now, before we get to our callers, and by the way, if you wanted to call in for a free angel reading, you can always call in on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, just a reminder that it will be a full moon in Scorpio, and that will occur on May 18th. And with Scorpio being one of the deepest signs, it makes us feel like something big is stirring in the air, with the big referring to big revelations. Now, these reveals might be the unearthing of secrets, perhaps big intuitive aha moments for you that will come to the surface. After all, Scorpio is the sign that brings light to darkness. And while some of these reveals may be challenging, and they just might be the change in our relationships, in our careers, or our lives that we've been waiting and praying for, with these reveals, it just might bring many unexpected opportunities and connections that will manifest, propelling us forward to living a very different second half of 2019 to anything that we could have possibly imagined. Now, in the coming weeks, let me know. Let me know what reveals might be happening in your life. You can always call into the show, or you can send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And you can share with us what this next full moon shines a light on for you. Let's go to our callers now. We have Judy in Arizona. Hi, Judy. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. How are you?
Hi, Claire Candy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. What's happening in your life?
Well, I just finished classes, and I've missed your show for a while. I finished my writing, screenwriting classes and production design. So I got a hit to get on to listen to your show today, and I'm so grateful that I did. I got a message. And I love what you said, what you spoke about today. And I was particularly moved by the poem you read of that your father wrote. Lately I've been getting this feeling as I walk around, and I don't live in New York City anymore, but I got it when I was there. But I look at people and I say, that's me if I was, you know, this particular race. That's me if I was, you know, a mother. That's me if I was, you know, in a wheelchair. I've gotten these feelings lately that everybody I see is a version of myself.
Absolutely.
And when you read that poem, I was like, wow, I'm getting that message. It's like beautifully said, but that's
yes.
What I've been feeling lately.
And I speak about that in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And it carefully constructs those my five most important past lives. And I get to the stage where I said, I am the Egyptian princess. I am the healer that gets burnt at the stake, you know, by the church. I am the slave who gets, the young girl who gets captured off the west coast of Africa. I am all of these things. And that's at the point where Ariel, who I was, becomes Ariel, Angel Ariel, who I am now, walked into Claire Candy Hoff's body. And that's when I realize I am that I am. I am a part, and they are part of me. And when we do this, then we cannot go to war. We cannot pollute our planet. We cannot, there's something inside of us that this moral compass that has been there all along and programmed to go against it and to hate people and to be in competition and all these things that we've been programmed for, suddenly we wake up, like Judy is so eloquently saying, that she is that person, and that person is she. So thank you for that feedback.
That was so beautifully said. I love that you took it down to I am that I am, because sometimes we don't, when we're little and we hear that phrase, we have no idea what that means, but You encapsulated it. I guess for myself, I am a little confused about where I am. I feel like I'm supposed to, and I love the soul contracts you mentioned. I'm supposed to be writing now, but I'm an artist, and I've been a clothing designer, and I just feel like I guess I'm on the right path. But if I could get any reading about where I'm going today, I need to get a job, and I hope it could be in something that I'm good at and that I love. And I'm also, I guess, dealing with you know, I was always busy working. I didn't get to have a child, and I am dealing with a little bit of that sadness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. A lot of us in our soul contracts, you know, where we do have children in other lives, then we choose to have the experience of what that feels like to mainly give to our careers or, you know, our other relationships, and we don't have children. So what you could do, and as I've spoken to many of my clients over the years, is if you feel this urge to be involved with children, then you could write children's books. Then you could design clothes for children. Then you could do children's art. And then you could take your books, or you could go to a bookstore and you could be the story lady and, you know, put on a princess hat or whatever, or,
said that because I've already been a children's clothing designer.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. But all of these avenues are still open for you to be able to enjoy children. They just didn't, you know, come and be birthed out of your uterus, but you can still have the absolute joy of being around children and creating for them. And having that experience. And that's what the Posse of Angels are really pointing out. Now, they're saying, those of us who are awakened don't get a job anymore. We do what we love doing. And we know the universe will support us. And to have faith that that will happen. Now, you have a lot of different bows, you know, arrows to your bow as to where you could shoot out your creativity. Do whichever is giving you most joy in that moment.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, and don't think what you should or have to do. But I will give you an exercise that has helped so many, because, you know, our programming is I need a job to get money to eat and have a roof over my head and all of those things. And I would never tell anybody to leave a job or whatever, you know, to sustain them. But if you can spend about 10 or 15 minutes very quietly and say at the top of your voice, feel it in your heart as if it's already happened, thank you. Thank you for my incredible new opportunity, if you want to call it a career, business, job, whatever it is. I get to work with like-minded people. I get to be financially remunerated for my gifts and talents. I get to work in a beautiful environment, and I get to be promoted and supported and recognized and rewarded. And I just, you know, and just feel this feeling in your heart and hang on to it. And you don't have to be really specific about what this is, because the universe works on feelings. And really feel into this, and then say, I can't figure it out. Please, angels, to your angels, send me signs as to what direction to go in. And if you're calling this program and I'm feeling into your energies, you're very telepathic. You're very psychic. You don't miss any signs. So it might be in an area or a job that you never even considered that would be perfect for you. Okay. Because the universe works. Yeah. The universe works in limitless, boundless possibilities. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Judy in Arizona. First card that's coming out for you is the death card. It's the transformation card. It's a transformation of what, stop waiting and stop wanting. And saying thank you, because it's mine already. It's there on the etheric plane, because every time you've wished, hoped, pleaded, begged, cried, whatever for this, it appears immediately on the etheric plane. Your energies just have to be in alignment with it, and also allow for divine timing for it to happen in the most extraordinary of ways. So this death card is very timely, that you're going through this transformation and that it is coming. And Judy, beware of what you wish for, because you're going to get it. Okay, the next card is the Four of Pentacles is saying, this is the card of often either holding on to money tight, too tightly because you don't have a job. Allow yourself to be free-flowing. Allow yourself to have abundance and feel that abundance and that wealth regardless of what is in your bank account. And the next card for you is the new career card. This is the Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands is the card of your visions, of your creativity, of your ideas sprouting little buds, just like is on this rod, this wand. And this is saying there's a new beginning, there's a fresh start coming. So take hold of that, take it deep in your heart, and call us back when this happens, because it's coming.
Thank you so much. I love your show. I love you, and I will call you back.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. God bless you. Take care. Have an absolutely wonderful day. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Kathy. Kathy is in Maryland. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. What's going on in your life?
Well, I'm in Florida right now, and this is like the second time I've had stomach issues, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what's the stress in my life. I retired at the end of January, and I'm going back to Maryland, and maybe it's between the houses. My husband wants to move here permanently, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay. The first thing that the first impression that the Posse of Angels gave me is the stomach is the seat of our relationships. And it's interesting. We are speaking about soul contracts. You could have, lots of money or sufficient amount of money. You could be retired. You could be all those things. Yet you're still feeling unsettled in your stomach. Now, you don't have to tell us who this is, because they might be listening to the program, but are there any relationships in your life that you feel have not been brought back into alignment, that they don't have forgiveness and unconditional love around?
I don't know if I'm still dealing with my mother. Issues
okay.
with her.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Posse of Angels are not...
What are they saying?
No, did she cross over?
Yeah,
okay.
She wasn't a loving mother only because she suffered from depression and had her own demons.
Okay, all right. So, as so happened in that that former generation, A lot of those women from a generational point of view were unsatisfied. You know, they were brought up, many of them with abuse, whether it was mental or emotional or physical. And so, as you said, she added her own demons. But knowing that doesn't automatically make you feel as if you are 100% whole and complete with the relationship. So they're saying yes. I do believe that, and I feel that this has come to you at this time for you to understand that this was a contract that you wrote with your mother, and you wrote for her to be exactly as she was, to push your buttons, to cause irritation in you in order to strengthen you to be an independent, loving person in and of yourself. A lot of times we contract a soul for us to disrespect and dishonor us. And, we can't figure out why. But the Posse of Angels are saying what your mother did or did not do, what she did or not say, and her actions had nothing to do with you. It had to do with her own demons, as you say. And the more that you can, do you speak to your mother?
Yes, I do on the other side. Yeah.
Okay. So the more that you accept her for exactly who she is. You acknowledge that you wrote her into your contract, so you don't blame her for anything. You're not a victim. If she was in your life, you wrote her into your contract. Thank her for playing this contrasting role. Bless her for the choices that she made, because, you know, she did the best that she possibly could with the way that she was brought up. And then, you know, take time to really sit in that and release her from having any negativity. I feel that's, I'm asking if there's any other relationships that really are causing the stomach issues. And they're saying, no, that's the last of it. That's the last of it on an emotional point of view.
I'm surprised it's not my husband, because he stresses me out a lot.
Okay. All right. But you have a different relationship with your husband, because if it really bothered you, you wouldn't have laughed when you were saying that. What he does and what he says has nothing to do with you either. It has to do with his own paradigm and whether you choose to allow this to stress you out, that's your business. But as far as he goes, he's doing and is exactly perfection where he needs to be on his spiritual journey. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for Kathy. Do you find that this stomach issue is all the time, or is just sometimes, or?
Well, it's been twice in the last couple months, so.
Okay, so maybe, and maybe it is a time for you to really end whatever feelings you have around that, so that you can start to build those new feelings of unconditional love and forgiveness. The first card that comes out for you, and I'm not surprised, is the Ten of Swords. Now, everyone goes, oh, that looks awful, you know, the swords are, you know, surrounding this woman, and she's washed up on a shore, and the Ten is assuring you that this is time. This is time to see your mother's relationship as a soul contract, to bless it so that you can finally release it just in forgiveness and unconditional love. And it's interesting, when we forgive, and I've often said this, is that you don't say, I forgive you, which still apportions blame. You say, please forgive me, even if we can't figure out what it is. If it's there, if it's of concern, we have constructed this relationship in order to teach us something. The next card is the Eight of Pentacles card. Okay, this card is showing us working hard at our craft. The seed of the relationship could be the relationship you're having with yourself. Since your retirement, what have you been doing since your retirement?
Well, I started doing my crafts, but then I kind of put it away for now because we're going back to Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They want you, there's something inside of you that is feeling a little bit unfulfilled. The smaller self, yeah, aligned with the higher self is feeling, you know, a little bit empty. I should be doing something, or, you know, now that I'm retired, I have all this time. They want you to get back to your crafts as soon as possible, because they say you feel alive, the little girl in you starts to dance, and they want you to get back to your crafts. And certainly the next card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Pentacles. And so they're saying that this is this phase that you're going into is going to be very abundant for you. And it also, with the retirement, there's going to be a new start for you. You're going to feel like this new freshness. But please get your relationship with your mother, even though she's crossed over, into alignment with unconditional love. Get back to those crafts, and then you will be relishing this new phase of your life. I hope that's been helpful for you, Kathy.
Oh, my God, so much. Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome. God bless you. Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our next caller, let's go to David in Hollywood, California. Hi, David. You're on the line.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, what's happening in your world, in your galaxy?
In my galaxy? You know, when I was listening to your talking about soulmates and forgiveness and love, I did have a question, but I'll just go to my question first. I co-wrote a feature film with my co-writer, John, and we had received a lot of feedback from people that spring would be the time that we'd be kind of shooting the film. And this process has kind of slowed down a little bit. So I was just checking to see why that is, like what's getting in the way of this process.
Okay. They want you to know that nothing is getting in the way. They also want you to nothing is getting in the way. And they're saying they're giving the go-ahead green light. And they're saying that it is just a matter of divine timing. That's the problem with a lot of, people that say, give you a time frame, you know, like a spring or a certain date or a time. And when that time comes, then we are deflated and we're upset. Instead of saying, it's still coming because God wouldn't have asked me to do this for it then to not go anywhere.
Right.
And as we spoke about with so many of those soul contracts being worked on thousands upon thousands of different minutiae as far as, you know, different connections and things going, they want you to know that they've been working on this for a very long time and they've been seeing to it and that it is coming to fruition. So many of those in the collective, like you, like myself, know that something else is coming for us. I'm just getting shivers all over, and that it is just a matter of divine timing. So, you know, spring could mean June, spring could mean July, it could mean, you know, going further into the summer months, but know that you have been divinely led, you have been a good steward of what Spirit has asked you to do. And now it's just a matter of that divine timing. So what was that other question while I pull some cards?
Just really quickly, you had talked about, like, well, we have these soul contracts with people. And let's say we have somebody in our life, and we don't really know what the lesson is that we're supposed to learn, but we do know that we're supposed to forgive them. Is there a question we can ask, like, when am I supposed to learn here? Or, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Okay. All right. Yes, I understand that. And we do trip ourselves up as human beings with an ego wanting to try to figure things out. Maybe this came from another previous incarnation. Maybe it wasn't for you to learn. Maybe it was for the other person to learn. And you were just the peg in the ground that said, oh, I'll be the mug, you know, to step in order for this to happen. And that's how much we love the people in our soul groups. Just like when I write about, and I am an angelic walk in, the former soul's abusive ex. I can't imagine, but, you know, and we can't imagine as humans saying, I want you to abuse me so that I really learn independence and I can rebel against you and find my voice and all of these things. You know, it's hard to fathom as a human being, you know, but if you can understand that maybe you just chose to be that peg in the ground in order to facilitate the learning for this other soulmate of yours, then that provides, you know, some inkling into, okay, now I don't even have to figure it out anymore. The first card that's coming out for you is the victory card. You're the triumphant rider with a laurel wreath around your head, knowing that your script is supported. This is the recognition that we'll receive. And David, may I have your autograph, they're saying, because they're showing the lights. The lights in Brahmins at Chinese theater as you're walking for the premiere of your movie and feeling so proud. And the next card is the Ten of Cups card. This is the Sunshine, Lollipop, and Roses card. And they're saying that the emotional fulfillment that you will get from this will be absolutely amazing. And I'm not surprised that you got next the Ace of Cups, which is those emotions overflowing and new starts for you. So don't worry, it is coming. And I'll be able to say, I knew him when.
Well, thank you, Candy.
You're welcome. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps our show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening around the globe. Thank you for your beautiful emails that I receive, your comments, and I just love you all. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And as always, go out and remember to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this coming week. As always, I'm wishing you love and angel blessings, and I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.